warm of Ganatina al Nasha, Gananya Salataya, Chakshu Nilitam Jena Hatasmai Sri Gulavino. Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishyam, Sthapitan Jena Bhutale, Sang Rupa Padamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho, Dina Vandho Jagatpate, Gopisha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namaskriti. Tattva Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhi Vrindavaneshwari, Vripa Bhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Haritri. Vancha Kalpatarubhascha, Kripasindu Bhayavata, Patitanam Pavanebha Vaishnavebha Namah. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Gaur Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. His Excellency, the High Commissioner, ladies and gentlemen, I thank you very much for your coming here and participating in this ceremony, Janmashtami, Advent of Krishna. The subject matter I've been ordered to speak on is Advent of Krishna. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Parma Me Dibbam Ju Janati Tattat Tatta Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mami Tiko. This fact that we can achieve such a stage of life when we can stop our birth and death. So, Amritattaya Kalpate, this morning I was explaining this verse. Jangla Basanti Iti Purusham Purusharati Samas Dukha Sukham Dhiram So, Amritattaya Kalpate. Amritatta means immortality. So, the modern civilization, they have no idea, either the great philosopher, great politician, or great scientist, that it is possible to attain the state of immortality. Amritatva. We are all Amrita. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, na jayate namriyate va kadasi. We living entity, we never die, never take birth. Nita shasatayam nahannate hannamane sarire. Every one of us, we are eternal, nitya. Sasana Purana, the oldest. And after annihilation of this body, we do not die. Nahana. The body is finished, but I have to accept another body. Tatha dehantara prati virat tatta namiyati. Dehinatin jatha dehe kaumanan jovanan jala. This simple thing, at the present moment, they are lacking knowledge. That we all living entities, part and parcel of Krishna, we are eternal, we are blissful, and we are cognizant. Krishna is described in the Vedic Shastras. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Sachidananda Vigraha. God, Krishna, when I speak Krishna, that means God. If there is any important name, God, it is sometimes said God has no name, that's a fact. But God's name is given by the activities. Just like Krishna accepted the sonhood of Maharaj Nanda, or Yashoda, man, or Devaki, or Vasudeva. Vasudeva and Devaki were Krishna real father mother. Nobody is real father mother of Krishna, because Krishna is the original father of everyone. But when Krishna comes here, advance, he accepts from devotees as his father, as his mother. Krishna is the original, Adi Purusha, Adyam, Purana Purusha, Namajauvaram. He is a original person. The master is very old. No. Ajam Purana Purusam Navajauvanam. All is fresh youth. That is it. When Krishna was on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, you have seen the picture. It's just like a boy of 20 years, at most 24 years old. But at that time he had great grandchildren. Therefore, Krishna is always you. Navajauvanas. These are the statements of Vedic literature. Advaita yatsuta yanadi ananta rupam adyam purana purusam navajauvanas. Vedis dullava adu lavata bhakto. So, to understand Krishna, simply if we read as a formality the Vedic literature, it will be very difficult to understand what is Krishna. Vedesu Dullabha. Although all the Vedas are meant for understanding Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Vedesu Sarvai Ahameva Vedya. Ahameva Vedya. What is the use of studying Vedas if you do not understand Krishna? Because the ultimate goal of education means to understand the Supreme Law, the Supreme Power, the Supreme Cause, as it is said in the Vedanta Sutra. Janmadasya jataha athata brahma jijnasa to discuss about the Supreme Absolute Truth, Brahma. What is that Brahma? Janmadasya-jataha. That Brahma means where from everything emanates. So science philosophy means to find out the ultimate cause of everything. So that we are getting from the Shastras, Vedic literature, that Krishna is the cause of all causes. Sarva-kārana-kāranam. Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarva-kārana-kāranam. Cause of all causes. Just like try to understand, I am caused by my father. My father is caused by his father. He is caused by his father. His father caused that thing. Then he will ultimately come to somebody who is the cause, but he has no cause. Anadi Radhi Govinda. I may be cause of my son, but I am also result of the cause, my father. But the Shastra says that Anadi Radi, he is the original person, but he has no cause. That is Krishna. Therefore Krishna says that Janma Karma Me Jivam Ji Janati Tattva. The advent of Krishna, it is a very important thing. We should try to understand Krishna. Why he advents, why he comes on this material world. What is his business? What are his activities? If we simply try to understand Krishna, then what is the result? The result is Kapta Deham Punar Janma Naiti Mame Hiko. You get that immortality. The aim of life is to achieve immortality. Amrutaya Kalpa. So, in the advent of Krishna, we shall try to understand the philosophy of Krishna. His Excellency was speaking of peace. The peace formula is there, spoken by Krishna. What is that? Bhoktaram jagvatavasam sarvaloka mahittaram Sridham Sarva Bhutana Gyatta Ma Shanti. If the politicians, diplomats, they are trying to establish peace in the world, the United Nations is there, and there are many other organizations, they are trying to have real peace and tranquility. No misunderstanding between man to man, nation to nation. But if that is not happening, that is not happening, the defect is that in the root is wrong. Everyone is thinking, it is my country, it is my family, it is my society. It is my property. This mind is illusion. In this Shastra it is said, Janasya moho aham aham mameti. This I and my philosophy is illusion. So this illusion means Maya. Maya, if you want to get out of this illusion, Maya, then you have to accept the Krishna's formula. Mame vada prapadante maya me tantarat. Everything is there in the Bhagavad Gita for guidance. If you accept the philosophy of Bhagavad Gita as it is, everything is there, peace is there, prosperity is there. So that is a fact. Unfortunately, do not accept it. That is our misfortune. Or is misinterpreting. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhyati Mama Namaskuru. Krishna says that you always think of me. Manmana Bhagavatma, become my devotee. Madhyadi, you worship me. Man Namaskuru, and offer obeisances unto me. It is a very difficult task. Here is Krishna's deity. If you think of this deity, Radha Krishna, is it very difficult? Manmana. You come into the temple and just as a devotee offer your respect to the deity, Manmana Bhava Mantra. as far as possible, try to worship the deity, patram pusvam phalam toyam, yomi bhakta prajitsati. Krishna does not want your whole property. Krishna is open to the poorest man for being worshipped. What he is asking? He says, patram pusvam phalam toyam yomi bhakta prajitsati. With devotion, if a person offers me a little leaf, a little fruit, a little water, I accept. Krishna is not hungry, but Krishna wants to make you devotee. That is the main point. Yome bhakta prajacchati, that is the main principle. If you offer Krishna little things, Krishna is not hungry. Krishna is providing food for everyone. Ekaju bhunam vidudhati kama. But Krishna wants your love, your devotion. Therefore, he is begging little patram pusvam phalam toyam. Manmana bhavamantam. There is no difficulty in understanding Krishna and to accept Krishna consciousness. But we will not do that. That is our duty. Otherwise it is not difficult at all. And as soon as we become devotee of Krishna, we understand the whole situation. Our philosophy, Bhagavad philosophy, is also communism. Because we consider Krishna the Supreme Father and all living entities, they are all sons of Krishna. So Krishna says that he is the proprietor of all planets, Sarvaloka Maheshwara. Therefore, whatever there is, either in the sky or in the water or in the land, they are all Krishna's property. And because we are all sons of Krishna, therefore every one of us has the right to use Father's property. But we should not encroach upon others. This is the formula of peace. Madhya Pasati Dhanam, Ishavasvamidam Sattva. Everything belongs to God. You are sons of God. You have got the right to use Father's property, but do not take more than you need. That is punishment. These things are stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. He is a thief. If anyone takes more than he needs, then he is a thief. Jagyatya karmanna tralokayam karmamannana. Eat for the satisfaction of Krishna. Yagya means Krishna. Krishna's another name is Yagyesha. So, you act for Krishna, you take prasadam Krishna, that what you are teaching here. In this temple, we are reciting Americans, Indians, Englishmen, Canadians, Africans, different parts of the world. You know that. Not only in this temple, all over the world. But when we forget this philosophy, that Krishna is the Supreme Father, Krishna is the Supreme Proprietor, Krishna is the Supreme Enjoyer, and Krishna is the Supreme Friend of everyone. When he forgets, then we come into this material world and struggle for existence, fighting one another. This is material life. So you cannot get the politicians, diplomats, or the philosophers, they have tried so much, but nothing has become fruitful. That's like the United Nations. It was organized after the second great war. And they wanted that peacefully we shall settle everything. But there is no such thing. The fighting is going on between Pakistan and India, between Vietnam and America, and these and that. It is not the process. The process is Krishna consciousness. Everyone has to understand this fact that we are not proprietor. Proprietor is Krishna. That's the fact. Just like America. Say, 200 years ago, the Americans, the Europeans, migrators, they are not proprietors. Somebody was proprietor. Before them, somebody was proprietor, or it was taken land. The actual proprietor is Krishna. But artificially you are claiming that it is my property. Janasya mohoyam, ahamamo meti, this is called mine. So Krishna advanced for give us lesson. Jada jada hi dharmasya glani bhavati bhava. Krishna says, my dear Arjuna, I come when there is discrepancy in the process of religious life, dharmasya glani bhavati. And what is dharma? The simple definition of dharma is dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. This is dharma. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. Whatever the sky, what do you mean by law? Law means the word given by the state. You cannot make law at all. That is not possible. Whatever the government gives you, that you should act like this, that is law. Similarly, dharma means the direction given by God. That is dharma. Simple definition. You create dharma. I created this dharma, another man creates another dharma. These are not dharma. Therefore, where the Bhagavad Gita ends, that sarva dharma paritrajya mamekam saranam. This is dharma. To surrender to Krishna. Any other dharma, they are not dharma. Other than why Krishna asks sarva dharma paritrajya. Give up. He said that dharma samasthapana thaya sambhavani vijayavijay. I advance to establish the principles of religion. And at last he says, sarva dharmān paritrajya. That means the so-called dharmas that you have manufactured, man-made dharmas, they are not dharmas. Dharma means what is given by God. But we have no understanding what is God. And what is his word? That is the modern civilization defect. But the order is there. God is there. We won't accept. But where is the possibility of peace? The order is there. Krishna says, the Supreme Bhagavan Uvas. Vasudeva writes, Bhagavan Uvas. One should know what is Bhagavan. That he could have written, Krishna was. No. He says, one may misunderstand Krishna. Therefore he writes in every stanza, every verse, Sri Bhagavan was. So Bhagavan is there. Bhagavan is speaking. Bhagavan is accepted by all the acharyas. Ramanutaja, Madhacharya, Vishnu Swami, latest Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even Shankaracharya, he also accepts Krishna, Sava Bhavan Sang Krishna. So, the verdict of the modern acharyas, and in the past also, Vyasdeva, Narada, Osita, everyone accepted Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna, who heard from Krishna after understanding Bhagavad Gita, he said, Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Adyam, Shastra. So everything is there. Especially in India, we have got so much effect for understanding God. Simple thing. Everything is there, readiness. But you won't accept. So what is the remedy for such disease? We are searching after peace, but we won't accept anything which is actually giving us peace. This is our disease. So, this Krishna consciousness movement is trying to awaken the dormant Krishna consciousness in everyone's heart. Otherwise, how these Europeans and Americans and other countrymen, they never heard of Krishna 4 or 5 years ago. How they are taking Krishna consciousness so serious? Krishna consciousness is there in everyone's heart. It has to be awakened. That is described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Prabhu Na Sravanadi Suddha Chitte Karaya Udo. It is awake. Love for Krishna, devotion for Krishna is there within everyone's heart. But he has forgotten. So this Krishna consciousness movement is simply meant for awakening that Krishna consciousness. This is the problem. Just like when you are sleeping, I have to call you loudly. Mr. Satan, get up, jump on this business. No other senses will act when you are sleeping, but the ear will act. Therefore, in this age, when people are so fallen, they will not hear anything. If you chant this Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, he will be awake to Krishna consciousness. This is practice. So actually, if you are anxious for peace and tranquility in the society, then we must be very serious to understand Krishna. That is our request. Don't take it neglectfully, the Krishna consciousness movement. This movement can solve all the problems of life, all the problems in the world, social, political, philosophical, religious, economical, everything can be solved by Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we request those who are leaders, just as His Excellency is present here, he should try to understand this Krishna consciousness movement. It is very scientific, authorized. It is not a mental concoction or sentimental movement. It is more scientific movement. So, we are inviting all leaders from all countries, try to understand, if you are sober, if you are actually reasonable, you will understand that this Krishna consciousness movement is a sublime movement for welfare of the whole human society. That's a fact. Anyone may come, we are prepared to discuss this subject matter. Krishna Bhuliyadi to Bhagavan Thakur. We should not. Our human life, the ultimate goal of human life, is to achieve immortality. Takta Deham Punarjanmane. This is our, we have forgotten this. We are simply living the life of cats and dogs without any knowledge that we can achieve that perfection of life. And there will be no more birth, no more death. You do not understand even that there is possibility of amritattam. But everything is possible. Amritattam. Nobody wants to die. That's a fact. Nobody wants to become old man. Nobody wants to become diseased. This is our natural inclination. Why? Because originally, in our spiritual thought, there is no birth, no death, no old age, no disease. So, after evolutionary process, down from the aquatics, birds, beasts, and plants, trees, when you come to this form of human form of body, after asitim, sukuran, seva, lokhanasana, jivodati, this is evolutionary process. We come to the human form of body. Then, we should know what is the goal of life. The goal of life is amritattva, to become immortal. That, you can become immortal simply by becoming Krishna conscious. Krishna says, it is a fact. We have to simply understand. Janma karma me vidmam jujanati tattvata. If you try to understand Krishna in truth, tattvata, then taptadeham punarjanmanaiti. After giving up this body, you don't accept any more material body. And as soon as you don't accept any material body, means you become immortal. Because by nature we are immortal. So Krishna advanced to teach us this lesson, that you are immortal by nature. As spirit soul, you are part and parcel of me. I am as immortal, so you are also immortal. Unnecessarily, you are trying to be happy in this material world. Mamai vansa jiva bhuta jiva loke sanatana. Manasasthani indriyani prakitisthani kalsati. Simply study for unnecessary. The best thing is that you have enlarged sense life in so many varieties of life. As cats, as dogs, as dingoes, as trees, as plants, as insects. Now, in this human form of life, don't be captivated by senseless life. Just try to understand Krishna. That is the bhajita of the sastra. Nāyama deha deha bhajāma ni loke tattāna kāmān arhati vīru bhajāma. To work very hard like dogs and hogs for sense gratification is not the ambition of human life. Human life is meant for little austerity. Kapo vidvam putrata jena suddheta satya. We have to purify our existence. That is the mission of human life. Why I can purify my satya existence? Brahma sukham manantam. Then you get unlimited pleasure, unlimited happiness. That is real pleasure. Ravante yogina ananti satyanandi siddhatmani. Iti rama padena so parabrahmantya vidhiya. So, at least in India, all the great personalities, saintly persons, sages and acharyas, they have cultivated this spiritual knowledge so nicely and fully, and you are not taking advantage of it. It is not that those sastras and directions are meant for the Indians or for the Hindus or for Brahmins. No. It is meant for everyone. Because Krishna claims, sarvajani sukham kautya sambhavanti mutpaya prasang mahadamma. Krishna claims that I am everyone's father. Therefore, he is very much anxious to make us peaceful, happy, Just like the father wants to see his son is well situated and happy. Similarly, Krishna also wants to see every one of us happy and well situated. Therefore, he comes sometimes. This is the purpose of Krishna's advent. So those who are servants of Krishna, devotees of Krishna, they should take the mission of Krishna. They should take up the mission of Krishna. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's vartan. Amar Ajna Guru Haya Taro E Desh Jare Dasu Tare Kaho Krishna Upode. Krishna Upode. Just try to preach what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. That is the duty of every Indian. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Jaa Janma Sarthak Kori Karo Paro Upakar. So, Indians are meant for paropokar. Indians are not meant for exploiting others. That is not Indian history. Indian history is all along for paropokar. And formerly, from all parts of the world, used to come to India to learn what is spiritual life. Even Jesus Christ went there. And from China and from other countries, that is history. And we are forgetting our own assets. How much? We are careless. Such a great movement, Krishna consciousness, is going on all over the world. But our Indians are careless. Our government is careless. We do not say. That is our misfortune. But it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He says, any Indian, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma, if he is human, he must make his life perfect by taking advantage of this Vedic literature and distribute the knowledge all over the world. That is paropokar. So India can do, they are actually appreciated. These Europeans, Americans, young men, they're appreciating that how great I get they, dozens of letters, how they are benefited by this movement. Actually, that is the fact. It is giving the life for the dead man. So, I shall specially request the Indians, especially His Excellency, kindly cooperate with this movement and try to make successful your life and others' life. That is the mission of Krishna, advent of Krishna. Thank you.